Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello and welcome to the, 74th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you are joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you valuable information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us each. And today we're going to talk about healing with placebo or homeopathy. Stress Buster Secret number 74. Healing with placebo or homeopathy. I ran across an article in ASAP Journal, and I'll talk to you about it in just a minute. But first of all, I'd like to open with this quote. Doesn't have an author except for WC, so I'm not sure who that is, but it says, the good thing about homeopathy is that it is true whether or not you believe in it. The good thing about homeopathy is that it is true whether or not you believe in it. It doesn't say believe it. It says believe in it. And another quote that I really like that's anonymous is, homeopathy is like super glue. It mends the vital force, an injury, or a broken heart. I'm sitting with some of these wonderful dynamics about homeopathy. So let's get into some definitions so we have them with us for the rest of the radio show. What is placebo medicine? Now, most of us have heard about it. Most of us think of it as a sugar pill, but placebo medicine is based on a belief or an expectation. So the easiest definition that Google comes up with is a harmless pill, medicine, or procedure prescribed for more the psychological benefit to the patient than for any physiological effect. It doesn't contain medication, or it might contain medication, and it's prescribed or given to reinforce a patient's expectation to get well. It's usually an inactive or inert substance that's used as a control in an experiment to determine the effectiveness of a medicinal drug. So placebo is also used in research. However, placebo is interesting on many fronts. There was an article in the Glenwood Post, or the Post Independent here in Glenwood, I want to say about 10 years ago, maybe even longer. And it says, sham surgery performs as well as regular surgery. And what they did to study the effects of what they called placebo medicine was they brought in, and my numbers won't be accurate, so I'm going to impose my numbers, but you'll get the idea. They brought in 30 patients. And on 10 of them, they performed arthroscopic surgery on the right knee or the knee that showed damage, but let's say the right knee for right now. They performed the actual arthroscopic surgery on the right knee in 10 of the 30 patients. In 10 of the 30 patients, they made 2 incisions and flushed the area with water. Patients, they simply made the incisions. Nothing else was done. And the results were fascinating. The people who had the sham surgery actually recovered slightly better than the ones who had the actual surgery. Now, this is especially interesting in terms of the ones where the 2 cuts were just made on the side of the knee where the normal surgery would take place. And they had the highest rate of recovery. So placebo is just not simply a pill. It could be a procedure, those types of things as well. But the people believed they were getting the actual surgery extremely well, whether they had the surgery or not. Let's step into a little bit of homeopathy, and I'll talk about this and why this article caught my eye in just a second. Homeopathy, as described again by Google, or defined again by Google, treatment of disease by minute doses of natural substances that in a healthy person would produce symptoms of disease. So a system of the practical medicine that treats a disease, especially by the administration of minute doses of a remedy that would in larger amounts produce in healthy person's symptoms. So what homeopathy does, it was founded in the 19th century. It's a practice based on the concept that disease can be treated with like attracting like. And it was created in 1796, is where another Wikipedia has it, based on the doctrine that like cures like. So in homeopathy, you get very minute, if actually none, but of original patients, cause the disease. So by introducing these minute amounts, you can change the activity of mind-body. So placebo is one where you believe you're receiving a medicine or a treatment or a procedure. Homeopathy is where you take in an actual substance or put it on your skin or something along those lines that actually has the quality of the disease or the issue that you're trying to heal. And in the dynamic of like attracting like, you would then bring like into like to heal what is out of balance. So you would bring the mind-body more into balance or into a greater harmonic of balance vibrationally. A lot of times I think of homeopathy as vibrational medicine as much as whether or not there's a minute substance in there. How effective is homeopathy? Well, Mahatma Gandhi says homeopathy cures a larger percentage of cases than any other method of treatment and is beyond doubt safer and more economical and more complete medical science. That comes from Mahatma Gandhi. So as we look at placebo medicine, we know that placebo is based on a belief or a knowledge or an understanding that you might be getting something that actually works. And what caught my eye that I said I would mention is there are a lot of doctors who are prescribing antibiotics as a placebo. They have a patient coming into their office and they've tried various things. Nothing seems to work, so they finally say, I don't know whether it's viral or bacterial, or I don't know for sure quite what's going on, but I'll give you this antibiotic if you're not better in 3 to 10 days or whatever. Give me a call. We'll work on something else. In that instance, there's an actual medication, but it's being prescribed as a placebo so that the doctor and the patient both buy into, if I'm doing something, got to eventually produce a beneficial outcome. And so antibiotics were so overprescribed, partially as placebos, that it's created antibiotic-resistant strains of things now, because it was so common to just prescribe antibiotics, even if they knew the infection was viral, because the patient or the doctor was so insistent that something needed to be done. I just find that fascinating. So the studies about homeopathy are interesting. They raise a lot of questions. And an article that I'm using as a reference for some of this is a Harvard study has good news for homeopathic medicine. It's by John Weeks, the publisher and editor of the Integrator Blog News and Reports. So he starts out by saying the American Journal of Public Health has recently published a survey article out of Harvard that shows that homeopathic medicine, while still only used by a small fraction of the U.S. population, has jumped 15% in use. In addition, most users put homeopathy among the top three complementary and integrative strategies they use in their healthcare. Qualities about homeopathy or homeopathic medicine is that you can, what they call self-prescribe, I wouldn't call it self-prescribing for sure. You can list your symptoms and then go into either a homeopathic doctor, and he would then look at your symptoms and maybe run some vibrational tests on machines or whatever to see what's out of balance, and then create a remedy that is unique to you and what your situation is. When we had Donnelly Umbel on earlier on a show, she does that type of homeopathy medicine. She has a machine and it registers galvanic skin responses, and then a remedy is imprinted with certain vibrations that are unique to the person that are in that present moment, and they are designed for that to come into balance and harmony with whatever issues are taking them out of balance. Or you can list your symptoms and go into a health food store, go into the homeopathy section, and find whether or not there's a remedy that actually works well with the symptoms that you have listed for yourself. So, for instance, I used to have migraines a long time ago, many, 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 many years ago now. Since 97, I have not had a migraine. But up until then, I had horrific ones. And I would go to the health food store and get what was called a batch flower remedy or Bach flower remedy, which is a homeopathic, called Rescue Remedy. And I would take that. And I would also take some others, like crab apple and things like that. And I would like to put a disclaimer in here. I'm not a homeopathic doctor. I have not been trained in homeopathy. I'm a certified Bach flower practitioner, but I am not a homeopathic doctor. So please understand, I am not recommending that you do any of this at all. I'm recommending that you get information from your primary health care provider and work within the confines of their belief system and your belief system. This is just some interesting information that I'm reading out of an article. So we'll come back to how to do some homeopathic remedies safely for yourself right after our break. Please remember that the audio bonus with the Calm Moms Free Report is no longer available at this time.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us.
and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with me during the Calm Moms commercial. I do highly recommend that you go ahead and get your Calm Moms free report, even if you're not in a place of being a mom right now. It has a lot of helpful information for you. Right before the break, we were talking about the fact that I'm not a homeopathic doctor. I have no certification in homeopathy whatsoever. And this is for informational purposes only. As a matter of fact, in the article it says, the Harvard team that reported positive news of homeopathy were much higher amongst those who regularly saw a professional homeopath compared to those who simply purchased the pills from the store and self-prescribed. Those who consulted with professionals were more likely to feel that the homeopathy was very important in maintaining health and well-being. The sense of importance of remedies was also stronger. Most of those who consulted a homeopathic practitioner thought that homeopathy helped their condition a great deal. So what we have is we have people who use homeopathy as a structured part of their healthcare regimen, and see a homeopathic practitioner, usually have a greater sense of satisfaction. Now, is this placebo because a certified practitioner is prescribing it? Well, who knows? I don't know if there's been a study done on that or not. Another question that a lot of people have is, can homeopathy harm someone? Not really. Homeopathy is, again, a balancing vibration of a remedy where like attracts like. And if you take too much or you take the wrong thing, it appears that it passes through your system harmlessly without causing harm. Now, there have been a lot of negative studies reported about homeopathy, and I would ask you to just read them carefully, see the conditions under which the study was done, and remember that there are lots of studies out there with different results that show different impacts and different influences. Again, when I was doing my research project, one of the questions was, well, if you have placebo and it's so effective, why not just do placebo medicine? One of the dynamics that Norm Shealy says is if placebo medicine is 30% effective, And real prescriptions are 20 to 25% effective, why not do placebo medicine? It's an interesting concept. What if we moved as a nation and as a culture, especially with healthcare costs getting higher and higher, doing more self-care, educating ourselves a whole lot more about what else is out there, what creating harm for ourselves and others? Interesting concept, isn't it? Well, Another question from our show is, who can prescribe homeopathic remedies? Again, a lot of people self-prescribe. I am not really resonating highly with the term self-prescribe. I would just check in with myself and see what's a high vibrational resonance that I have. There are some days that I use Rescue Remedy, and I use it throughout the day. Am I self-prescribing? Probably under the technical definition. But am I using Rescue Remedy as a way to come back, take a breath, take a minute and a half to be with me, to do a remedy, feel better? Maybe it's the whole of it, the whole intention, the peacefulness, the balance, the authenticity, and who is coming to receive this remedy. I would caution again, very, very strongly, that a lot of remedies or tinctures have alcohol in their base. And if you are a recovering alcoholic or have allergies to alcohol or choose not to use alcohol, there are many other forms available. Boxflower has come out with some pastilles, little lozenge-type things that don't contain alcohol. There's also a Rescue Remedy cream that does not contain alcohol that can be rubbed on the skin. So as you're researching and finding what works for you based on understanding how things work, and what results you would like to have, you know that you can find out that there are many options available to you. Can using homeopathic remedies actually promote wellness? Yes, they can. Using homeopathic remedies really do start to bring you into a place of let's see, homeopathic treatment also has value as a placebo, and expanded use of homeopathics can be useful tools in the public health campaign against antibiotic overdose. In a 2008 study, for instance, 13% of doctors use antibiotics as placebos. And the question becomes, mightn't we have been better off from a population health perspective, had they prescribed homeopathic remedies and not delivered this extra load of antibiotics into the terrain? French researchers talked about this when they concluded that management of patients by homeopathic GPs may be less expensive from a global perspective and may represent an important interest to public health. And then Harvard researchers said, because of potential public health benefits associated with the use of homeopathy, further research on this modality and target studies of users are definitely warranted. So as we move into a healthcare system that is very burdensome, that is more costly than we expected, by the way, the United States uses homeopathic remedies less frequently than other countries like France and New Zealand and Australia. But wouldn't it be better to begin to look to different approaches that do not harm the patient and do not harm the environment and promote health and wellness on all levels? A homeopathic medicine is based on natural substances found in nature, and it is not artificially created to come into the body to create a reaction. It is naturally compounded to come into the body to bring it into harmony. And if you're taking a sugar pill and thinking it's medication, you probably wouldn't have some of the effects of taking certain types of medications as well. So medicine commonly calls these side effects, but what what if you took the understanding that as a substance is ingested, no matter what that substance is, it has effects. It does do certain things that we know that it does, and it will have an effect on the rest of the body. Tylenol is a very good pain reliever, but it is very hard for the liver to process Tylenol in the system. Acetaminophen is Tylenol. And I had a friend who injured a heel, and she was prescribed an opiate medicine that was based in acetaminophen. And the doctor also told her she could take Tylenol for pain as well as the prescription medicine. This was giving her a huge amount of Tylenol, which is hard on the liver. And the liver needs to be healthy to process the healing that needs to happen within the body and filtering out the toxins that are produced when there's an injury. So now you have a double load on this beautiful liver because it was not well understood by the patient that it should be one or the other, not both. My doctor said you could take Tylenol in addition to this prescription medicine. She thought she could take them both at the same time. So, again, a lot of self-education, a lot of understanding what works, what doesn't. I'll finish with a quote by George Vitkulis. I think he looks Greek. The long-term benefit of homeopathy to the patient is that it not only alleviates the presenting symptoms, but it reestablishes internal order at the deepest levels and thereby providing a lasting cure. So, what is my favorite success quote? Well, I'm going to go with that one. Homeopathy for the patient is that it not only alleviates the presenting symptoms, but it reestablishes internal order at the deepest level and thereby provides a lasting cure. What tool can I use every day? I'm going to say that if I chose to, I could use Rescue Remedy. Or I could choose Crabapple Bar Remedy as well, just to feel better, just to come back into the reestablishing internal order at the deepest. What am I going to do for fun? Well, I had a great time with my grandson. I took the afternoon off yesterday. We went and played miniature golf. We went swimming. We had a great dinner with his dad and his brother, and we just had a great time. So until next week, thank you so much for joining us on Making Shifts Happen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit MakingShiftsHappen.com and join us again next time.